School programs that combine academics with on-the-job training are common. 70% of high schools across the country offer them. Wisconsin was the first state to establish a comprehensive youth apprenticeship program, but few studies have looked at how working as part of schooling affects grades and health. In 2003, Christina Zierold did. Partnering with the Wisconsin Division of Public Health as a federal CDC employee, she found those working two jobs were more likely to cut school and less likely to graduate. They also were more likely to work late during the school week and more likely to have near-miss incidents at work.
How much stress can you put on a kid? They go to school, they go to their school-to-work job, and then some of them leave and go to work till 11, 12, 1 o'clock at night.
Zierold calls Wisconsin a wonderful model for a school-to-work program, on paper, that is.
They actually have a school-to-work guide, and in the guide, there are directives that employers are supposed to follow child labor laws.
But in their study of 461 students, Zierold says 9% of those under age 18 worked in construction, doing potentially dangerous activities like roofing.
So if their boss tells them to do something that's hazardous or dangerous, they may not feel that they can say no. A lot of times we find kids who say, well, this is part of my school, I have to do this, or this is part of my job, my boss says I have to do this. When in reality, it may be against the law.
The study was funded by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.